Bryce, it sounds like the governor is proposing somewhere between 5% and 7% cuts pretty much across the board this year, and what he called deep cuts coming down the road. What's your reaction here this Friday morning to the speech last night?
Well, there's no question that the atmosphere was very somber, and that the legislature, many of us who've been through a number of these state of the state and state of the budgets, sat there very attentive, listening to every word, because clearly, we are at sort of the edge of the cliff, fiscally speaking, down here in Juneau, and everybody was has been anxious to hear the governor's budget proposal, which will come to the legislature, and then the legislature will begin building its budget basically off of the governor's proposal.
Now, he referenced that separation of powers, that really this is his proposal and he can manage the executive agencies, but he's coming to the lawmakers for your help to make these big cuts, and that you control the purse strings. You and your colleagues, are you in line with this thinking, or do you think there's going to be some pushback?
Well, there's no question that there will be pushback in some areas. I think there's going to be acceptance in other areas. I'm very pleased, for example, to see the support building for revenue sharing, which under the governor's proposal would be fairly similar to last year's community revenue sharing amount. On the education front, for example, I think there's going to be pushback in terms of any even slight reductions to the education budget. And certainly on the capital budget, we saw the governor's submission last night. It was very bare bones. I think there'll be some disputing with what projects should go in and what projects shouldn't. So the whole process is now underway. And let me just reiterate or be clear to people that what we saw last night as members of the legislature, we were all walking out of the House chambers, was just a several-page summation of a budget that in its entirety and in its detail is many hundreds of pages. So we have a global view of what the governor is proposing, but we don't have a lot of details at this point. And today, in fact, as we speak, the governor's budget director is addressing the Senate Finance Committee. And then this afternoon, she will come across the fifth floor and address us in the House Finance Committee with more details.
Well, it sounds like we'll have time to follow up with you about this, including next Tuesday here on our call-in show. But Bryce, before we let you go, what else is happening in the state's capital this week since you gaveled in Tuesday afternoon?
Well, we're off to a faster start than we normally are for the first session. The mood here is one of, we need to get to work quickly and start addressing the budget. We've seen some high-profile hearings as well on other issues like marijuana and the governor's mega projects and things of that nature. But still, it's the first week of the session. We're just starting out of the gate. We're just meeting new commissioners, and we're all buckling down and getting ready for what could be a very busy 90 days, what actually will be a very busy 90 days, and maybe even more if the workload demands it.
Sounds like it's also been a little wet down there.
It's been raining every single moment we've been down here. I'm not complaining. I know it's been bitterly cold back home. We'll survive, but it'll be nice to have a day where it's not raining. Let me just put it that way.
Bryce Edgman, representative for District 37, thanks for this update today, and we'll look forward to speaking with you again next week.
You bet, Dave. It's been my pleasure. Thank you.